Mm-hmm. It's the 21st of April, 1970. A little sticky this morning. Faye's gone down to see if Miss Bessie can come up and talk to us a little bit. Oh, we had that marvelous talk with Bessie on Sunday morning. I think it's Sunday morning. And this is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. The beginning of Channel 2 Right. Tuesday morning, the 21st of April,
1970. You've been in here so long, I don't know which way to go. Let's see, Miss Daisy, here's you sit right here in this chair. It's a good chair for you. And you come over here. Are you
Bessie? Gracie.
Gracie, you come over here. And I'll get you a little cool.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
She
don't look like the same person.
She done got so fat.
Why, she looks so healthy and so prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Lord help us. Goodness. I don't know how much a person can change in this world.
But they can. See, she come, what is Sunday morning? Sunday morning. She come up to her grandson's funeral. That's what brought her.
Oh.
Dear Baron Thursday. You see, he died real young in Vietnam.
Oh.
He got hood over there. He lived a while. Thank you. So, it takes them so long to get them over here. From over there.
No, I didn't know that.
But it sure takes a long time to get here.
He's here now.
See? I think they started him from there. I think it said Tuesday. It was, I think that's what his wife told when she come back.
Have a swig. Mm-hmm. Have a drink.
Okay. When we came up the lane, Daisy was saying to Gracie, how long had it been since she'd been up here? And they were talking about the Welches.
Yes.
And they remembered being up here. The Welches were here. Oh, what come of his boys? Do you know anything about them?
They've both been up here.
Is it?
Yes.
I seen them. I seen them a few times after the daddy died.
Oh.
And I don't know whether I know them. If I seen them.
No. One of them came over here and said, I haven't talked to this a long time. And then he went over to that store one Saturday afternoon and sat around, visited everybody that come by.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was, what's the one's name? Pinckney is the other one.
Oh.
Jimmy.
That's right.
Jimmy?
That's what I think it was named.
Yeah.
Pinckney and Jimmy.
Yeah. He's the one.
Well, is they married or do they have families or what? They do.
Oh, they got children and grandchildren, I guess.
Oh.
Well, now, Pinckney, I saw Pinckney over that store, but I didn't get to talk to him. Mm-hmm. He's tall.
Yes.
And Jim,
he
Jimmy.
He used to be kind of tall and kind of stout, too.
Yeah.
But Jimmy was kind of short.
And he was the worker.
Mm-hmm.
And down that store, they said he'd done well. He'd settled down there on one of them lakes and worked with some big citrus grower. And done a lot better than they used to. They was poor when they lived up here, wasn't they?
Yes, sir. But they living now, eh?
pretty well. At least they make a living.
Hmm?
They're not rich or anything like that.
Well, they used to work. They had a farm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They used to work.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they had to work up most the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. See that handsome fella out there?
Mm-hmm.
Eating. Now that's suet. He comes up there to get suet. He not interested much in that feed. But he just sits there and eats that suet. That's that red-bellied, red-headed, red-bellied woodpecker. Look at there, you see?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, well, Mr. Meyer told me your brother no got well when he got home.
Yeah.
Me and Bessie was talking about him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, I said, well, is Mr. Meyer and them hearing from her sister? She said, I don't think so. She said, of course, I didn't have no talk with her. I said, well, it's time for her to hear from. She said, they might be done here for him. So I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I hope he got all right. She said, I do too. She said, he'll be back. He'll come back in the summer. And I hope he'll be well so us can get some fish.
He's the right kind of fisherman. He loves to catch them, but he don't want to clean them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind.
He likes to catch them, but he likes for somebody else to eat them.
Yeah.
Me and Bess will eat them.
Yeah. Oh, them little freshwater fish is good. Mm-hmm. He seems to know where to get them.
He gave them to her. She give me a piece.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He ain't never give me none, but he give them to Bessie, and so he gave me some right on. Well, she cook them, and I get a piece.
Well, you ought to be on his list now, because you and Fanny knocked around here right smart when they were here. So
mm-hmm.
He knows who you are now, don't he?
Yeah, he know me now.
Yeah. So if he don't put you on his list, I'd let him hear about it.
Thank you, Miss Ma.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. They'd been working. They were hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
and
y'all
they had just sat down. You had just sat down to rest.
Well, I'm glad you caught him. What y'all been up to?
First one thing and another.
Gardening a little?
Hmm?
Gardening a little bit? No.
Yes, I got me a few peas planted. Had to dig up my ground. Right there, can't do much, but I do what I can.
Yeah.
You know what he told me one day, Miss Mom?
No.
He come by there. Something. What? He said, you just works all the time. If you ain't do working at one thing, you working at another. I think I was out there home and did it. I said, well, that's my company. A job is my company. Nobody's here with me.
That's right.
Well, now, some of your friends don't have much company, Miss Daisy.
Who is that? Well, they don't want it. They don't want me to entertain my guests.
Yeah.
Boy, you are not to be digging out there. Don't you know it's too hot? I said, if I get too hot, I know how to put in the house. Nobody else is digging. And I want things there. and I'm about to make arrangements for them. I'd like somebody come there one day and they're sitting out on the porch. They said, what's these trees here? I'm talking about my cedar. I said, no. I said, wasn't a tree here when I'm coming? I said, Mr. Mars, give me them trees. And I set them out. I said, well, they sure have grown if you set them there. She said, you mean I said, I don't have to lie. I said, I did set them there. There wasn't no trees here when I come in.
There wasn't nothing there.
No, there wasn't nothing there when I come there. Everything there, me and Ben put it there. Uh-huh. He'd do a little bit of it, and he'd go sit on the porch. And make that TV. Try to make me come sit on there. I said, you sit there. I said, when I get rid of it, I'll
Oh, it made him sort of nervous. See?
I think if he'd get up and wet some, he might get nervous. He ain't gonna get nervous sitting up there on that porch looking. And that's just what he gonna do. Yeah. That's the more he do his stuff, I said. Ben, he don't work much, do he? I said, no. I said, he works out before he get home. So when he get home, he ain't fitting for nothing. I sit on the porch and eat out, and I just let him sit there. And I said, yeah, well, I see you working all the time, and I don't see him doing nothing. Every time I pass, he's reading. I said, you think he reading? I said, sometimes he's fast asleep. He don't even know he got that book.
He has no pain.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Well, we had one pretty week. All the week. We had a whole week.
Yeah.
Just sunshine. I think we're going to get some rain, though.
Well, now, that was the week my tractor broke down.
Your tractor broke down?
Yeah. That good week.
You done got it out?
I had it fixed, and then it broke down again. It's uptown sitting on a trailer waiting for the man to fix it.
You don't hurry him up with it. You let it sit there until he see fit to fix it.
Now, that's what'll happen. Yes, sir. It's not bothering him sitting out there.
No, it sure ain't. He ain't got to bother his. That you keep on juking him about it.
He won't. No, it won't bother him. Miss Daisy, how does Granddaddy handle his... Now, when he pays his bills, he writes a money order.
Come on, Ben.
Yeah.
He don't pay no bills. He send me a check, and I pay the bills.
Yeah.
He don't have a thing to bother him, Mr. Ma. I pay light bill, I pay gas bill, I pay insurance, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's here, I have to do... I tell you, he don't have nothing. He don't have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the reason Miss Bessie got that big street light down there?
That big tree?
That street light down there.
The old light to Miss Bessie's house.
That light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She put it there herself.
Well, she's afraid somebody will come up there and thinking that you've got all that money.
Well, they need to come there for no money, Mr. Ma.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. Well, I tell you about Betsy. Sometimes I feel sorry for. She always thinks something gonna happen. I tell her, don't worry about it. She said, yeah, but the war is so critical. And I said, well, we can't help it. I said, you know what I do? I said, I go down to Dawson and I sit there long as I want it. I'll come home and I'll go to bed. I said, and I'll see you on Old Fair. I said, you know, I don't bother nobody, and I do try to serve God, and I put him ahead of my business. I said, me and him take care of it. I said, oh, boy. She says, well, now, Mr. Miles, that light, he ain't gonna keep nothing from happening. Do you think?
Well, she thinks it will.
She thinks it will, but it won't. If anybody want to do anything, to come in your house broad daytime. Do it with the sunlight. Well, now that light there, she said, I can see somebody is coming. Well, how, what is she going to see and she in the bed? She can't sit up all night.
Well, maybe when she talking about when she hears something and get up and she look out, she can see what's in there it is on the outside.
Get up and look out.
Mm-hmm.
If it's out there, I hear it. If it ain't coming in my house, trying to get in my house, well, I don't care. I ain't gonna look out there to see what's going on out there. It ain't none of my business. But now, if they start trying to break in my house, well then that's my time. They is trying to see me. And I didn't tell them. So, you know, I'm just gonna take care of myself. I ain't scared of nobody. I look at Miss Bessie sometimes. Listen to her. One day she was talking. You know, I heard a noise out there last night. I don't know just what it was. I said, you ain't got no business no one. I said, wasn't that you? She said, I thought one time there's somebody trying to break in. I said, nobody gonna break in here. I said, what they gonna come in here? There's hunting money. I said, do you know folks come my now knowing where the money is at? I said, they can look around you and look at you and know you ain't got no money. I said, that's what they want, money. I said, you get that little check, you're just like me. Time you pay your bills, you ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing left. She said, I know it, but they don't know it. I said, stop thinking about that. You know, I think the time to worry is when something happens. So long as you getting along all right, why go worrying about what will be? I don't know where it's going to ever be at all. I don't know. Of course, everybody is made like they made and they think like they please. But I'm so glad I don't think like that. And I've gone along all right with my way of thinking. Ain't nobody never bothered me. And I'll stay by myself plenty. Sometimes you ain't scared to stay there by yourself. When I used to live over here on that big house, I stayed there how long, Gracie, by myself?
2 or 3 years, I think.
By myself. Yeah. It come the Lord there one night. I reckon about 12 o'clock. Somebody knocked on the door. I said, who is it? He says, the Lord. Let me in. I got to throw on my house coat and open the door. He didn't say, James Roger. I said, no, he no. He saying he been here. I said, yes, he been here. But he gone. I says, you looking for him? He said, yeah. I said, do you believe in him? He said, somebody said if y'all say he been here, but he gone. I said, you believe in him, you come on in here and see. But he wouldn't come in. Cause he knowed he didn't have no business in there. He didn't have no warrant. He didn't have nothing. I said, if you believe in here, you come on in. But he wouldn't come in. He said, well, I'll take your word for it. I said, I thank you. He went on back.
And it's really the law.
Huh? He said it was the law. Uh-huh. But I don't know whether it was the law or not.
Couldn't tell by looking
at him. I rightly don't know who he was. But when he said, it's the Lord, let me in. I got up on the door. But he didn't come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time. Well, he didn't bother me because I didn't get scared.
You wasn't scared?
No, I wasn't scared. But you see, if he had started in, I said, let me see, I was going to say, let me see your authorities to come in my house.
Oh, was you?
That's time enough. If he couldn't show me nothing, I said, well, you ain't got no business in here. But he didn't come in.
Well, he knew that you was going to...
He must have thought something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't come in.
Well, now, did you talk pretty firm to him?
Yes, I just talked to him just like I'm talking now.
Yeah.
There wasn't nobody there but me. My boy had been there, but he was gone. And I asked him, I said, what have you done? He said, I just wanted to see him. He said, is you his mother? I said, yes, sir, that's my oldest child. James Wright, my oldest. But he wouldn't come in, he went on back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking after he left, I didn't believe it was no law. Of course, I don't know who it was. He didn't have no car. He was walking.
Well, you know the law ain't gonna walk.
One thing. If I won't tell you to come in the house, you ain't got no business in there. And if you can't show me no rights you got there, we gonna do something.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna make some arrangements. So,
Now you didn't have any of them old street lights like Miss Bessie's over there.
No, sir.
You couldn't see who he was.
No. When he got up on the porch and I turned the light on in the hall, then I could see.
Oh, could you?
He was white. He was a white man. That's all I see.
But you didn't know him?
No, I didn't know him. And he didn't bother me. After he got through talking, he went on.
Well, Miss Bessie said, she come up here the other morning, we sat down here and talked for a few minutes. And I teased her about that light, you know. I told her it blinded me out here, and the cows couldn't see either. They wasn't used to all that light, you know. And, why, she said she could walk through the house there and look out the windows and see all around the house.
Yeah.
In the night, and did.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to look for out there. I try to get in my wall and tend to all my business.
Yeah.
For night. Well, not anything going on out there tonight. In the night. I ain't got nothing to do with it. If it don't bother me, I ain't got no business peeping.
Hey, he could, I guess Miss Bessie would have thought he'd have come in anyway.
Sure. That light ain't gonna keep nobody out.
Oh, I see.
She didn't say it just in so many words, but I think she... Well, she said Granddaddy sent you his check.
He do?
Yes. Well, now that's a lot of money to have around the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, he don't be to the house long.
Yeah. Well, now you can't... Well, I'll leave that up to you and Miss Bessie. But, you know, I don't have any money. I don't. I keep my money right out there in that briefcase in my billfold.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a checkbook. And I try to keep $5 or $6.
Hmm.
But I very seldom have any more than maybe a dollar. I just can't seem to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But all I got there is an old checkbook, Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. And half the time I don't even have a checkbook.
Well, you been and lost it?
Used them all.
And now you know if you been and used all yours. You know that little check I get and then he get.
Yeah.
It don't take it long to go.
Yeah.
Time, I buy groceries and pay insurance.
Yeah.
Gas bill, light bill. Okay, ain't nothing happen.
You know a fella just works right close up to the deadline, don't he?
That's right. Well, close. And everything's so high, you know, you can't do much. Folks say save. I said, well, some folks makes enough to save. I said, but I don't hardly get old enough to go around.
That's right.
And you get a check once a month. You got to eat every day.
Yeah.
In that month.
Yeah.
All right. Then you get it. Now that's what I do. First thing I do, I pay my grocery bill. I cash my check down to the Fred's.
Yeah.
Because that's where I get my groceries. And I pay him before I leave there.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. So, if I need any more, I can go there and get it. If I don't have no money,
yeah,
he'll let me have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're a month behind all the time.
Uh-huh. All the time. I pay for what I done eat this month, and then I get what I'm going to eat next.
And pay for it after you eat it?
After I eat it up.
Yeah. Well, now, what's the advantage, Miss Daisy, in just taking your purse with you all the time and just paying as you go?
Paying as you go?
Yeah.
Well, I pay for as it'll go. Then I got to wait till I get some more.
Oh.
And then I'll pay again.
Well, you pay for it as long as your money holds out.
As long as my money lays. Yeah. All right. If it hit give out, well, I'm got to go on a little further.
I see.
And then you'll have to wait till I get some more.
Yeah. So Miss
Now that's the way I do. But you see, everybody don't have to do that.
Yeah.
If they wanted, I guess they could pay for it all at one time, but I can't. Because I got to save some for my church and some for different things. By the time I get around there to all that, I ain't got nothing till I get some more.
Well, Miss Betty needn't to worry too much then about having money around the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Betty, she likes to worry. Worry about things she don't know nothing about and ain't got nothing to do with it. But she still worry about it. Now you take her, she worry about them folks down there, off in there. Where they cares on, where they offer. And one of them said, Betsy, I said, that's their business. I said, they made like that. They train themselves to do things like that. I said, you can't help it. I said, no, let them go. So long as you don't come up here arguing with you, I said, let them stay on down. She said, I'm scared. Some of them gonna get hurt. Down there, I said, they may get hurt. I said, the way they carry his own. I said, some of them may get killed down there. I said, me and you be home. We won't be no witness. We don't know how I died. I don't worry about other folks much.
Well, after what happened to Miss Liza, I understood Miss Betty to say that she wasn't gonna worry herself to death.
Who? Betty.
Yes.
Well, look like she's doing a pretty good job of it.
But she well, you figure that big light there makes it a little safer around there in the neighborhood?
No, sir, I don't.
Oh, what good
I don't think that light would stop nothing from happening there if anything wanted to happen. I don't. But she do. Mm-hmm. Well, we was there a long time without that light. Getting along just as well as we is with it. Didn't nothing happen to us. Before she put it there, ain't nothing happened since she put it there. It just shines.
All night.
Yeah. Well, she asked me a time or two, well, don't that light give you a plan? I said, that light don't shine in my house much. I said, the trees and the thing, they throw the light in the road and straight down to Star's house. I said, it don't shine in my house. But it don't.
Well, now, if you get up at night, you have to turn on the light. You can't just use
that's
that right. Street light.
That's what I do. Turn on the light.
Miss Bessie seems to like a light.
Hmm?
She just loves a light, I mean.
She loves light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she thinks it ought to be one, ought to be another one there. She thinks we ought to have one. I ain't getting it. I can see everything I want to see with the light I got. Now, if somebody wanted to do anything to her, now she hear noise out there. Yeah? She can come on the porch or go to the window. Well, she don't see nobody.
No.
Well, they could blow her brains out. Or see her looking at the window. They broke down a many door and a many window. Go in there and do anything they want to do to her. But if she ain't got so much light that they can't see her.
They can see her better, too.
That's right. Sure. I'm cool. I'm getting along all right.
Well, now, if you wanted to, you see, at night you could get up and walk around the house. It's so light out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I'd rather get up if I had to go out there. Of course, I try to make arrangements and not have no business out there. I'd rather it to be dark and for the light to be shining on me. Of course, they could hide behind in them bushes and things and see me, and I couldn't see them.
If you was behind the bush and they was walking out there, you could see them.
I could see them.
But you ain't going to get behind in the bush.
No, I ain't got no behind there. When I quit hoeing out there, I'm through getting around the bush for that time.
Did Miss Bessie seem to think you might get one too?
Hmm? Think what?
Did she kind of intimate that you might get one too?
She think it ought to be near Darcy's down, but even with her light, but further down, and that would give more light. I say you want it to be day all the time and no night.
Miss Bessie's been around cities a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they got them big street lights in cities, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, she been there, Mr. Marr, but she ain't there now.
Well, maybe, what?
She, huh? 50 degrees here. I reckon we better get back.
Maybe she figures. Yeah. Faye, take it just a minute. Maybe she figures. A lot of her neighbors just had lived in the country all their life.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been in the country most of my life, but I have lived in the city part of the time. I lived in Jacksonville about 6 months.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. That was before I come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And before I lived there, I used to visit cities and towns. I'd see how they got it situated and how it's prepared and everything. Well, now she used to live in New York. But I don't think she was living in the city.
Oh.
I think if she was out.
Yeah.
She was in the precincts like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way she talked. No, that's the way I
suburbs.
I don't know.
Well.
She's kind of thinking about going back up there, so she say.
Oh, really?
I tell her, I said, well, suit yourself.
She ain't going nowhere.
Huh?
She ain't going nowhere.
You don't think she is?
No, she ain't going nowhere.
I tell her, I said, suit yourself.
Why won't she?
I said, but one thing, there's a heap of them up there sure coming out. As every chance they get, some of them will come here and build them a little house and get away from New York.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, my way of thinking, she got everything. She just got everything, you see. All she needs is to go up there and stay a little while and...
Mm-hmm. And come back.
Come back, and she, you know, she gets, she you know,
well, nice.
Appreciate what she got.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to put that light further down,
mm-hmm.
as I understood it.
So she was.
Uh huh. When she was thinking about getting it, you know, out there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, it blinded me. And she put it right there in line with those trees where it don't come up here.
Yes,
it's not bad about blinding. It's not as bad as them little old naked lights, old light bulb.
Yes, sir.
You know that one little naked light bulb on your porch or on James's, if I go out there, it blinds me. Clear up here.
Yeah.
I can't see. You see, it comes right there at your... You know, like a mechanic, you know, a mechanic's got that old, he got his head down there on the hood, and he's got that old naked light bulb right there at his eyes.
Yeah.
And how he sees with that thing. I don't know.
Well, it's blinding. I turn on my porch light. You don't see my porch light much.
No.
I go down to Darcy and I come home. Oh, they turn on their light. And I thought, Mom, why don't you turn on the light so you can see outside? I don't see.
Yeah. Well, we had a nice visit that when Fanny was up here, didn't we? Yes, it's Fanny and Miss Daisy went down to a meeting that night.
Yeah.
And they came back and talked about it, and they did have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They really talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fanny, I bet you she hadn't quit talking about that yet.
Well, they ain't quit talking about her yet. Yeah. It was a whole night.
I think Miss Daisy said they gotta go back. What is it we need to hear about it before she goes, Faye? Is there anything particular we need to ask about?
I told her she could have some of those mock orange out here. That's where it came. I showed her that bush out there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And but it's not time to dig it up yet, she said.
Oh.
So we'll. Do you have any birds in your station?
Birds? No, them children won't let no birds stay there.
You got plenty of suet?
Yeah. The bird come there, he ain't gonna stay there long.
Yeah.
He never had it on there. As I can't have birds and nothing. Shooting firecrackers and chunking and running.
Oh, I know what's something I wanted to ask Grace and Miss Daisy for that. Why did Mr. Welch grow up here? Did you ever tell me?
Mr. Welch?
When the Welches lived.
He farmed. He grew beans and cucumber and this truck, cabbage, and when he was here.
Oh.
I picked beans all up there.
You did.
Where you grazing your cows at.
Oh, really?
He used to plant that whole field in beans.
Yeah.
The funny thing about it, and he had the beans out there. We picked beans from Mr. Wells one day. Everybody we had picked for, they was paying 25 cents a crate. So when I got to the field, it was full. And he had a crew out there picking. So we're up in the day. I said, well, what is he paying for picking? Nobody didn't ask him what he was paying. They said to me, so you asked him. I said, I ain't going to ask him nothing. I said, but if I had him come here for y'all, gotcha. I said, that's the first thing I asked, Mr. Wells, what did you pay him for picking beans? I said, and then I could count my money. I said, well, you don't know, and I ain't going to try to find out for you. So we've been on pick beans. Oh, look at that day, so that evening. Somebody, he said something. I said, well, what do you pay for picking beans?
He said, 20 cents? So that's all I'm going to pay. I said, thank you. I said, I just wanted to know. So, then he paid 20 cents for picking the beans, then paid us in checks. We'd have to get the check cash down there to the store or wherever you could. So me and Dora and a woman named Frances, we went down to Mr. Smith, Mr. Lon Smith. He was living at the time and he run the store down there. So we went down there. He said, this is one of Welch's checks. He said, I don't cash his checks. I said, oh my David. I said, well, Mr. Smith, how come you don't cash Mr. Wells' check? He said, well, I have my own thoughts. All right. I went on back over there to Mr. Woods and showed it to him and asked him what he cashed. He said, Daisy, he said, I'll cash this one, but don't bring me no more. Wilkes, check. I said, I won't. I said, if you cash this one, you won't get another one of them from me. And I didn't pick no more beans for Mr. Wells, and I didn't do no more work for him. And he was kind of funny.
Well, now, that's what I heard. That he a little funny.
He was.
And he was a sheriff deputy for a while.
Was he?
And he wore that pistol around his in the belt.
He did?
Yes. And then he was the umpire over there to the ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard stories about that. I forget them offhand. But he was right peppery.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take any talk, yeah. Back talk.
No. And then he told him. Yeah, he checked. And I ain't gonna paint no other way.
Miss Daisy, that's been right.
That's been a long time.
Quite a good while. He died in 1925.
Died when?
1925.
He been dead a long time.
See, them Miss Sally raised that family.
Well, why is she?
I don't know. I don't have any connection with them. And they stayed here up until, how long they stayed here?
I don't know how long they stayed here.
You see, they lost the place.
Mm-hmm.
They had a mortgage on it.
They say he had it on. That's what I heard now. I don't know.
Took up the mortgage.
Long.
You see, in the 30s, in the Depression, if you owed money, you was in bad shape. Now, if you owned your place and everything, you could take a trip now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a hard time. Jimmy, you know, would run around everywhere working, hiring out.
Yes.
They and not getting much, you know, they didn't pay you, didn't get much, anything for your work then.
You know, it's bad. Work hard like that and think you're going to have something. And the older head pays and they leave you right flat. You ain't got nothing but a debt.
Yeah.
I know lots of them that haven't come.
You have your place paid for.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's a good.
We had our people for a year.
That's nice. Well, you... I imagine that would be fine. Not to have to make that payment every month.
That's right. That's right. As I tell them, I say, when Ben started buying this place, Oh, he had the place paid for already 2-3 years. So I see he bought that acre from Mitt Washington. And so Bessie's niece, Bessie, they tried to buy that acre from him. Well, he thought one time he wanted to sell it. So he told me that Miss Bessie's niece wanted to buy this place. They wanted to put a house on it. I said, you don't want it? He said, yes, I want it. He said, but it looked like I ain't going to get no house. I said, well, if you don't want it, I said, sell it to him. I said, if you want it, you keep it. I said, why don't they try to get an acre from somebody that's got more than one acre? I said, if it was mine, they wouldn't get it. All right. When they come back to make the payment on the plate, the acre of ground, he told my side I wouldn't sell it. I'll keep it for myself. I bought it for myself and will keep it for myself. I don't want to sell it. They said, well, when do you think you'll get a house on it? He said, I don't have no idea. He said, well, don't never get man on it. It'll be mine. They didn't come back to try to get no. No.
Dana, when did how did he happen to put a house on there?
Who? Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got some of these companies to throw that shell up there.
Well, did he get them or did they get him?
Hmm? He was a man working for this company, and he knowed Ben, and Ben knowed him. So he the one come to Ben and told him about it and how it to be and everything. So he sold Ben the house for the company, you see. So that's the way he got it. Then he died, the man that helped us to get in with this company and get that house. He died. And poor thing to tell me, he died poor. I said, well, he had it. I said, he had money because I know the company paid him for his work. I said, if he got rid of it and died poor, like that. I said, now that's his business. I said, but I don't see no reason. All his children was grown and gone, and he was still working. There wasn't nobody but him and his wife. So, but they say he lost his home. He had to go to his daughters. They take care of him until he died.
What company was that?
Well, I can't think about it.
Jim Walter?
Hmm? No, it wasn't Jim Walter. It was.
That's the one I think of all the time. That was here first.
Who?
Jim Walter.
Jim Walter. But we didn't get ours from Jim Walter. We got it from somebody else. And somebody said Jim Walter, he'd give you the best service. I said, well, they all call them shells. I said, and that's what they is. Shell homes. And they throw that shell up there. Then you do whatever you want to else to it. I'll add on to it. Because it sure ain't finished.
Or it's not finished?
They don't finish it. But I tell you what they done for us. They throw their shell up there. but they left a lots of lumber there, ceiling stuff and other big bold stuff there, and paper there. It had been anybody use it, you see. Well, they could have sealed it. It's sealed. But they thought that was too much work. Cause then he ain't done much on it. Them boys done much done. They put up that sheetrock and all that stuff.
Oh, did they?
Huh?
I didn't know that.
Well, every time I come over here, I tell you something you didn't know.
You just don't keep me. up on things.
Well, my grandson and Elizabeth husband, that's my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And hit well, three of them. And they worked there faithful.
Yeah.
Ben would be there. But he'd just stay in the way, Mr. Mark. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to put the board, and he didn't know how to put it. And so he just there watching them.
He not a carpenter?
Who?
Ben.
No, he ain't no carpenter. He might. No, he used to could build a chicken coop, but I don't know whether he can do that now or not.
You know, that takes me back. That's right. We used to have to build old chicken coops.
That's
right.
Yes, sir. That's
right. Had to build them right, too.
If I tell him sometime, he get to talking. I said, well, it's nice to have a home. I said, but I live better when I was renting and I do it home. I said, I had my hole.
Yeah.
And I had my chicken. I said, nah, I ain't got a rooster to crow, not a hog to grunt. I said, ain't got nothing at home. I said, ain't got nobody to fix nothing. I said, not a garden. I said, I had my own garden, growed my sweet potatoes, and all myself, didn't I, Gracie?
Yeah.
So, I never shall get it. They got a big hog over there. And one day they sent somebody to hog. And some of them said, cousin Gracie got two pigs there. They said, don't name that one of them Billy. Doy said, Cousin Gracie told him that when he was trying to get your Billy killed. I laugh about that sometimes. When they did get him killed, Gracie said, Cousin Daisy, said, don't you name none of the hog Billy. If you have 100, find some other name for him, or don't name him at all.
Now, I didn't quite get all that, Miss Daisy.
Hmm?
The hog was named Billy?
Yes, sir.
And you named the hog for who?
I just named him Billy. What was the name, Gracie? I had two.
I forgot what the other was named now. But that other one wasn't bad as Billy. Shot Billy and Billy run all over them woods down there.
Oh, he was bad.
Yeah.
And he come back to the house and he shot him again. And he laid down and they started going down. He got up there and he was fighting right and left. Who got the axe? And knocked him. Cut his head open. Wide open. But he was trying to fight. And I said, well, don't let him bite you.
He's a mean hog.
Oh, a mean hog.
He was. He was a mean one. Grace, when they did conk him, she said, Cousin Daisy, said, don't you name none of the hogs Billy?
I see.
I said, well, what must I know? Name him nothing. Don't name him nothing. If you can't find no name but Billy, don't name him.
Oh, yes. Well, who was helping you?
Who was helping you?
Uh-huh.
Who was it, Gracie? Clyde and Buddy and Ben. That's who it was.
Clyde and Buddy and Ben.
Uh-huh. They was killing
them. Yeah. And they'd go
They was killing them for me.
They were going to butcher them.
Yes.
Well, what'd they do? Try to shoot him?
They did shoot him. How many times did you shoot him? About three or four times.
Shot him four times.
Four times.
And then had to kill him with the axe.
And then he
took the woods. Took the woods after all that shooting.
That was some hog.
He sure was.
But he come back to town. Oh, he was about that time. He was a big one.
Yeah.
Mean? I don't know. How come he was so mean? I never see the hog that hard to kill. And I ain't raising him nothing.
Mm-hmm. How much rent did you have to pay?
Down there? At that time, I was paying $2 a month. But after they went up on the rent, well, then I paid $3. I paid $3. And Miss Lois paid $2. Okay, they went up to $5 a month. And she told me, she said, you pay $3, and I'll pay $2. So that's what I paid till I left it. And I had ground there to grow anything I want. A garden. We plant watermelons there sometimes. Squash, peas, anything you want. Raise hogs. I had plenty of chickens down there.
And here you don't have a hog to grunt?
Don't have a hog to grunt. Don't have a rooster to crow. Don't have nothing.
No garden with sweet potatoes in it?
No, nothing. No nothing, Mr. Ma. Nothing. And at home.
Well, how do you figure... having a home improves things.
Improve? Are you talking about adding on to it?
You think that improves everything to have a home? It don't improve everything.
Oh, no, sir, it do not. If you got a home and you ain't gonna have nothing around your home but you, I don't think that's improved. Then rightly, it don't look to me like you appreciates it much. Did you would have to try to have something around there. A chicken or hog or something, a garden, something. You see, I'll do it, but I'm not able to dig now. I can't hold like I used to.
This shell down here cost you more than any $5 a month.
Talking about this shell?
Yeah.
Down there? Sure. Oh, it do. Oh, it did?
Time you keep it up?
Yes, son, it sure needs something done to it now.
Oh, it does?
Always needs something.
What is it?
Yes, sir.